Thank you, Radio.
And good morning to you. We pray to God right now, Father. We pray that you would be with us, even as the lights are out here and all over this area. But you are still the light of the world. Candlelights make us know that you can be a light that shines in darkness, bringing light to the whole wide world through the sun that you created. Thank you for it, Lord. We pray we dare not approach you without asking you to forgive us for any sins, any thoughts, any things that we didn't do. More so things that you laid on us to do that we haven't done. Please forgive us, sin, and the things that we've done that we shouldn't have done. Forgive us for that. And then even those persons who have trespassed against us, Lord, help us to forgive them. All things, all sins, forgive us. Anything, I pray. And help us, Lord, to stand for you and the test of this last and evil day. Omission and commission. I pray also for people everywhere, everywhere. I'm mindful that as we don't have any lights in this area, there are some people who really don't have any electricity every night. And thank you for your protecting hand over them. God, help them in Jesus' name. Oh, God, some people don't have water. Some people don't have walls up around them. They're in tents. But you have blessed us, and we just want to praise you. We appreciate all the thoughtfulness that you have toward us, and we appreciate all of the compassion. You have that on every person, even those who don't have walls. You still are mindful, making a way out of no way. Thank you for it. Thank you for legs to walk. Even though there are some people who have walls, those who don't have walls, you give them the mobility and they have the ability to run and not be weary and walk and not faint. And you help them to get up and be able to clap their hands and raise their hands. I see that woman in that village now, Lord. Oh, my God, getting her children up. And even though she doesn't have walls, I see her getting those children ready for school. My God, what a mighty God you are. Thank you so, so much in Jesus' name. My God, I pray for people who are incarcerated, thinking that they're forgotten. Oh, God, they're not forgotten. You, Jesus, remembers when others forget. Thank you for that in Jesus' name. I pray for those who are not able to walk, not able to talk, not able to move. God help them in Jesus' name. I pray for those who have their backs against the wall. They got to have a certain amount of this or that. Today, Lord, they need a miracle today. You are the miracle worker. And I'm talking to you right now, and I'm asking you to help them and bless them. I need Jesus to pray for me, Father God, because the word tells me that when he was on this earth, he said to Peter that Satan wishes to sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you. And Lord, Father God, I know Jesus is sitting to your right hand. Oh, my God, on your right hand. And all he has to do is lean over and say, Lord, help him. I'm asking Jesus to pray for me and for all those who are on this prayer line. Lord, please ask the Father. Father, help him in Jesus' name. Bless, 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 bless. Bless the people in the city. Bless them in the field. Bless their going out and their coming in. Bless that family home. Send protection around. And God, I don't know where those two escapees from prison are. They have a murderous spirit. wherever they are, protect the saints of God in the name of Jesus, I pray. God, lift every heavy burden and lighten every heavy load. Anybody going through bereavement, oh God, they need you. Help them as they go through. Anybody needing food, supply their food, supply their every need. In the name of Jesus, Jesus, I'm mindful that you said if I ask you anything in your name, you would do it, that the Father may be glorified. This is the reason I'm asking you, that the Father may be glorified. These saints need your help who are trying to glorify the Father. We want to glorify him so much more. So much more, God. Help us, we pray. And we give you the glory and the praise shall be thine. In the name of Jesus, we pray properly for the glory of God. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen. God bless all of y'all. I don't know if it rained there or not, but it did hear very, very boisterous winds and storm. Must have been because limbs are down everywhere. I slept through it, but I can see the results and the signs after it was over on my way here to my mother's. Amen. Limbs are down everywhere and lights are off. We thank God for candles. You know, they make a way. See, that's a sign right there to tell you he'll make a way out of no way. Lights are off, but we got candles everywhere. And I'm content. I see what Paul was saying, you know, I want to be content in everything, in every situation, be content. Because you can see the glory of God if you just take time to look and see the glory of God in any situation. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Love y'all this morning. Are y'all awake? Wake up here. You got some of y'all who got, yeah, no, you don't want to call no hog, so sit up. Yeah, sit up. Amen. Sit up. You're in your bed, but you can sit up. All right, come on. Come on. Come on now. Come on. Come on. Amen. So, good morning to all of y'all. Y'all speaking. Good morning. Good morning to all of y'all. Good morning to all of y'all. I want to, oh my God, I want to let Mother Johnson say good morning to y'all. Say good morning.
Good morning to each of you. The Lord is blessing, and I thank God for it. Pardon?
Good morning, sir.
And they just say good morning to you, Mother.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, Mother.
Pardon?
They say good morning, Mother Johnson.
Good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mother
John. Good morning, baby. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Just keep in prayer. Just keep me in prayer.
God bless you.
Okay,
then. Now, let's speak to the Lord. He's in the room. Don't ignore him. Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning,
Lord.
Good morning,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. It's so good to be here.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Good morning, Lord.
Hallelujah. Good morning.
Thank you, Jesus.
Good morning. Good morning. And I want to show you something. See, some of y'all don't. Some people, not y'all, but some people don't think he's in the room because they can't see him. But may I show you something? Yeah, your tonsils are in your throat, but I'm back there. But you can't see them either, but they're there. Yeah. Your veins are in your body, but you can't see them. Yeah, and you can't even feel your veins, but you know they're there. Yeah, he's in the room, and you can't see him. But I know he's here. Amen. Yeah, I look around and see signs of him everywhere. Yeah. I looked down as I was walking on the carpet this morning. I said, there he is. Because he's the very fiber of our being. He's everywhere, y'all. And good morning, Lord. Amen. We thank you for being here. You've been so kind, so generous. We love you. Yeah. Let's give him some praise. Amen. When I say praise, That means come on. Come on with it. That means come on with it and show us what sign, what level you're on. Come on. Praise check, everybody. Praise check. Thank you, Lord. Come on with it.
Thank
you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. My God, my God, my God.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Open your mouth, somebody. Thank you. You in your kitchen, open your mouth. You in your car, open your mouth. You in the bedroom, open your mouth. In the living room, open your mouth. You've been praised. Thank you for what you've done. God, we appreciate you. Give me about 10 minutes here. I need to talk to you about the Ambassador Vex. Amen. Some time ago, the Lord laid on my heart. He said, son, I want you to start a prayer army around the world. Around the world. He said, I'm trying to get prayer around the world. I want you to start a prayer army. And he told me to find people all over the world. He didn't lay it on my heart to find any perfect people, because I haven't met any. I've met some good people, but I haven't met no people who have never, and when I say perfect, I say they've never done anything wrong in their life. Now, I can't find any of those. Now, I can find folks who have worked on it and got a lot of things straight in their lives. I can find them, yeah. But I can't find no perfect people who have never done anything wrong. The only one I know of who lived a life like that was Jesus, who never, ever in his life did anything wrong. But he told me to find a prayer army, and he told me just to find people who believe in prayer. Yeah, who believe in prayer and who are praisers. That he didn't tell me to find Baptists only. He didn't tell me to find Church of God in Christ only. He didn't tell me to find Methodists only, or Presbyterian, or Lutheran, or he didn't tell me to find independents and non-denominational people only. He told me that he had people everywhere who believe in prayer, and to find the folks who are prayer warriors who believe in prayer. I hope that's you. I really hope I'm talking to you. And who believe in praising him. So I've sought out, and I'm only in the beginning stages of it, because there's going to be something spectacular is going to happen. I hope y'all write these things down. Something spectacular is going to happen that will launch me into another realm of finding these folk. And we're going to find many of them. There'll be a time that comes that the only place we can have a meeting for them will not be at a church. It'll probably be at a convention center. And it will be a convention center of ambassadors and ambassadors elect. Write it down that you remember those things. I'm saying them after the Lord has shown these things to me. Some of you all have fallen out with me because you think some of the things I've said were so harsh that I'm not a man of God. You are sadly mistaken. Jesus was at the temple and folks were misusing his father. They were misusing his father in the temple. They had made his temple a den of thieves. And Jesus became extremely angry. And he did worse than I did. He took a whip and whipped them out of the temple. And then to prove it to me, he told me what they were saying about him. They were talking about Jesus as they were running out of the temple. The Holy Ghost told me what they were saying. He took the whip and whipped them out of the temple because they were misusing his father, and they were running out of the temple talking about, and they were telling others outside the temple, it's a crazy man in there. It's a crazy man in there. Jesus, y'all talk about him. Jesus, he's crazy. There's a crazy man in there. They were saying that about Jesus everywhere as they were running out of the temple because he had disturbed what they were doing and what they were not doing. See, the Holy Ghost showed me what they were saying. You imagine he took a whip and whipped them out of there. They were talking about him like a dog. He's crazy. That Jesus y'all been waiting for, he's crazy. But yet still, he did the will of the Father. And the Lord showed me that some of y'all have misused me. I say that boldly, just as I say anything boldly. Some of y'all have leveled me out because you thought I wasn't. See, the Lord doesn't just say, oh, darlings, hallelujah, glory be to God. No, no, no. He tells us in, I believe, Romans 12 and 8, he that does not receive chastening or chastisement is a bastard. I'm not calling anybody a bastard, but the Lord in his word called you a bastard when you won't receive chastening. But it's best for everybody. And then the Lord showed me that he had smiled on me because I got on my knees to pray, and he stopped me and said, son, I've been looking for somebody to stand up for me. And because you have, I saw him place this crown on my head and said, as a priest, amen. And a priest is one who looks out for people, and yet he is not afraid to speak up for the living God. I want to just say to you, these ambassadors are people who are not afraid to pray. They're like a Daniel. Daniel, they said you can't pray at all unless you're praying to the king here. And Daniel went home and raised his window up and started praying three times a day. See, the ambassadors are people who believe in prayer, but they're not afraid to pray. They're not. If I were in the White House before the president and I had the privilege of praying, I'd pray what God told me to pray. If God told me to say, Lord, help the president and help him to be mindful of poor people, I'd say it if God told me to say that. If God told me to say, Lord, look on the president, and Lord, help him to have a mind not to allow same-sex marriage all around our nation. God, you hate it. I'd say it in front of the president because I serve a God who is over presidents and a God who allows presidents to be presidents. He's over everything. So these ambassadors are people who are bold, who are strong in Jesus Christ, who are not ashamed of prayer and are not ashamed of praise. Now, I have a list here. I have to read it by candlelight, but it's not totally complete. I was wanting to wait a while longer. I asked the Lord. I said, Lord, do I wait? He said, no. Go ahead and read it if you can, son. And give them what's on, what I bless you to have. Don't hold it. And I'll be adding to this because if someone is not on this list, don't become angry with me. I'll be adding to this list. Amen. Maybe I get you on this turn, but I'll get somebody else. And someone says, is this a prayer line? Yes, it's a prayer line, but just like in your church, it's a church, but sometimes you have to take time a little business. So please understand, please, don't judge me. Judge not that you be not judged. All right, God bless you. Ambassadors, again, are people who believe in prayer. They're not perfect people, not looking for no perfect folks. And some who have some...
Hello, God bless you.
Amen. Some who have some eccentricities.
Hello.
Yes. Brother Britt, we hear you. Amen. God bless you. Man, I hope y'all can still hear me. Can y'all still hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Some who have eccentricities and idiosyncratic tendencies. But that's why we got prayer. Prayer can change things. And it will take people to new levels in him. Amen. All right, let me read this to you and read those who the Lord is blessing to become elevated to what we call ambassador elect. And thank God for our council, the executive council, who has approved this, and we want you to be blessed. Promotion cometh not from the east nor west, but promotion cometh from the Lord. And let me just say this before I read this list, that ambassador is a mighty, mighty, mighty promotion. Paul, who was the most, I believe, even over Luke, the most prolific writer of the gospel, Paul said of himself,
this conference is being recorded.
Paul said of himself, who was the most prolific writer of the gospel with Luke, amen, besides Luke, Paul said, I am an ambassador to those who are in bonds. An ambassador. He's the one who started all these churches all over the world at that time. He started the churches everywhere. He didn't say, I am an apostle, and that's wonderful. He didn't say, I am a bishop, and that's wonderful. He didn't say, I am a brother, and that's wonderful. But this most prolific writer of the Holy Word, the Holy Rite, said, I am an ambassador. It's a mighty, mighty word. See, there are certain positions that are to churches and over churches, and thank God for that. But ambassadors are to nations. They're to whole states, to whole areas, to whole countries, to whole nations. Paul was to a nation, to nations, yeah. The living world, the whole world, while he was on this earth. He was an ambassador, starting churches all around the world. And not just starting churches, but he was encouraging people all around his world at that time. Ambassadors are to nations and to worlds. And there are no boundaries with ambassadors. They will speak here and there and even in foreign countries. Everywhere they go, they're still an ambassador to nations and to help promote the purpose of the Lord Jesus Christ and Jehovah God. They're helping promotion. I'm not here to promote the purpose of Bernard Johnson. I'm here to promote the purpose of Jehovah God, Lord Jesus Christ. Just like you have goals, where you think you get the idea from, he has goals. He has a purpose. And his purpose here on this earth is to win this earth to the Lord Jesus Christ. And his goals are to use his people, and there are several goals. But we have a purpose. Get prayer all over the world, and prayer changes things. You see our nation, did you look at the news yesterday? Oh, my God, if we ever needed prayer, we need prayer now. And so anybody who is of the Lord will say, will see that this is a move of the Lord, because the devil wouldn't be trying to make ambassadors of prayer. Surely you can see that. The devil wouldn't want no ambassadors of prayer. He's trying to stop prayer everywhere. Use Madeline Murray O'Hara, one lady, to take it out of the schools. The devil's trying to stop prayer everywhere. If y'all ever encourage somebody, you ought to, and I'm not trying to look for this, but you ought to be encouraging me, because I'm trying to get prayer all over the world. You ought to be helping me financially, because I want to have stadiums, and we're going to have people all over the world in stadiums and things like that. And it takes money to really, and I'm not, this is not about money, but I'm just, it's just in the conversation here. But it takes support of God's people. See, the enemy has maneuvered God's people to support his work. Yeah, you're supporting his work. Yeah, and supporting what he's trying to do. And you don't even realize you're supporting his work. But yet, you won't support the work of the Lord or what God's trying to do, and the things he's trying to do it, and the people he's trying to do it through. So reevaluate that thing. The Lord may lead you a different way. But let me read this. These are what we have asked, and we're asking these people to be prayer ambassadors. And I can't say a word about all of them, but I could say a word about them if I had time. I just want to call this name first. She's been with us a long time. Let me say this to you. I read this in the Bible that the Lord said that there, in him there is no Jew nor Gentile, no bond nor free. And then it says no male nor female. If I was at home, I'd get that scripture for you, tell you where it is. I'll do it another time. But I'm here with my mother here. And there are no male nor female. God is using everybody. And if you think that God is just using men nowadays and males in the gospel, then this ministry is not for you, because you're going against the Word of God. The Word of God says that God is using everybody, male and female. And this is about just what the Lord is trying to do. All right. I want to call this name first. Mother Rosalie Britt, thank God for that woman who has been a warrior, a prayer warrior, and she's been on the firing line a long time. And we honor her today. Mother Britt, we honor you. Amen. And God be elect. God bless you. Some people who helped us at the convention didn't even know them, but they came and helped us so fervently. Ambassador-elect Deacon Harold Darton, Ambassador-elect Sister Sharon Darton. Amen. Ambassador-elect, I met him sometime when I went to the home. I stayed in that beautiful home of Ambassador Dr. Eleanor Pfeiffer. Ambassador-elect Brother Pete Pfeiffer, that became my brother. Amen. I appreciate him. He's a prayer warrior. You never hardly hear him, but he's always on this prayer line. Kind of silent like Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson. Amen. He's silent many times, but he's there. And Ambassador-elect Linda Farshi. Now, y'all don't know it, but she's normally the first one on the line. And many times Ambassador-elect Benita Friesen is the first one on the line. If it's not Ambassador-elect Linda Farshi or Ambassador-elect Benita Friesen, both of them are on the line first many times. Ambassador-elect Mother Willie Johnson. God bless you, Mother Johnson. Ambassador-elect Mother Digby. Y'all heard her many times. Amen. She's a trooper. Mother Digby, I believe, has two sons she has to see about. And she's still doing a phenomenal work for the Lord. And Ambassador-elect Mother Melina Wilson there in Memphis, and Ambassador-elect Pastor Willie Wilson. They were both at the convention doing a work for the Lord. Thank God for them. Ambassador-elect Ernestine Johnson. Amen. Ambassador-elect Ernestine Riley. Amen. And Ambassador-elect Mother Woods. Amen. From Michigan, I believe. Ambassador-elect Linda Farshi. I mentioned her already. I'm sorry. Ambassador-elect Jerry Hughes. This Mother Jerry Hughes. We just call her Jerry Hughes, but she's a mother. She's up there. A little way is not really way up there, but thank God for her. She's, I believe in her. I don't want to tell her age, but she's a blessing to the Lord. I just say that. And then Ambassador-elect, we're making on Jerry Hall. Amen. Ambassador-elect Thelma Rush. Amen. Ambassador-elect Lady Christine Guy down in Florida there. Ambassador-elect Lady Mays, Lily Mays. Amen. Oh, my God. And Ambassador-elect Geraldine Garnett, yes. Ambassador-elect Missionary Pauline Hendricks. Ambassador-elect Sheila Moore Winfield. Sheila Moore Winfield. Help the Lord. You say, well, he don't need no help. Yes, he does. Why do you think he created people? Come on. Use your common sense now. Why do you think he created the people in this world? He knew that the devil would be trying to take over this world and that he would need people, because he would use people to help the cause of Jesus Christ. So God does need help, and he uses people on this earth to help him to get to his task. Why do you think he doesn't just come down in person and do it himself? Because he's got you to help him. Those who love him enough to try to help him do things. He wants to use people to to really get the job done. And the reason why Jesus hadn't come back yet is because, and I include myself in this when I say this, the reason why Jesus hadn't come back yet is because you are too stubborn to help him. The other day I asked some of y'all to help him just lead prayer for 30 minutes. And let me show y'all the response you gave the Lord, the response you gave the Lord when I asked you to help lead prayer the other day. Here's the response y'all gave the Lord. And God bless you. God bless you. Anyway, thank God for all these ambassadors elect. I heard you. God bless you. Thank God for all these ambassadors elect. And we appreciate you so much. But the instructions that I'm giving to you is be there for the Lord. Be there for the Lord. I'm not asking you to be there for Bernard Johnson. I don't be glorified for nothing. I tell the Lord all the time, Lord, I'm only what you make me. I ain't nothing unless you make me something. I can't do nothing. I'm nothing. I don't have nothing unless you help me. And thank you. So what we're saying here, be there for the Lord Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus. Bless you real good. I want to get maybe three or four praise reports. If y'all have a praise report, get ready to jump in there and tell the Lord thank you for your praise report for what he's done for you. Do you realize he's been good to you? Do you realize he's blessed you? If you realize that, then you ought to be able to jump in there and tell her the goodness of Jesus. Don't worry about formality or nothing. Just tell what God did for you. Let me get Ambassador-elect Benita Frias, and will you take those praise reports?
Sure.
Will you do that?
Morning.
Thank you.
Morning,
good morning to you. Good morning.
Saints all over the globe. We praise God for yet being in the land of the living. I thank God for waking me up this morning. I slept very well. I thank God for just starting me on my way. It's another day's journey. I thank God for saving me, sanctifying me, and filling me with the Holy Ghost. And I just thank God for all of the ambassadors elect. Congratulations. We have a work to do for the Lord. We have to be about our Father's business. And I know everybody is going to be on the ball. At this time, you can give your prayer and praise reports. You can text.
Just praise reports at this time. Just praise reports at this time. I'm going to come back for prayer.
Oh,
all right.
Okay.
About three or four.
About how many?
Three or four, something like that.
About three or four. Okay. At this time, we're open for three or four praise reports.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is 816 chiming in. I do want to give my praise record, Charlotte Gray. Congratulations as well to everybody. Thank God for kingdom building. Hallelujah. My praise report is thanking God that my children made it to their second camp on scholarship safely. They'll be back again on Saturday. So I just want to thank you, Lord, for opening up doors for scholarship for the Gray family. On another event, God, I just thank you. You continue to open up doors for scholarships for my children. God bless y'all. Have a wonderful day.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Mother Johnson from Indianapolis. But first of all, I just want to say, Dr. Johnson, I apologize for not being on prayer line the other night. I had to work late, so I didn't get home time enough for the prayer line. And
God,
I just want to thank God for his goodness and his mercy. I just thank God for him taking me just a little bit higher. I thank and praise God for what he's done and what he's yet to do. I'm just thanking and praising because God is so good. He's so merciful and so kind to me. I just thank and praise God for all that he has done and all that he's yet to do. In Jesus' name, I just thank him so much.
Amen. Make known his deeds among the people.
Good morning. This is Sister Sheila, 860. First of all, I want to give honor to God, who's truly the head of my life. I just truly thank the Lord for allowing me to see a brand new day that I never seen before. I truly thank God for this prayer line. I really, really thank God for all the honorees that was elected this morning. I'm just giving God all the praise. Yes, we do have work to do in the kingdom. So, God, I just thank you. And I'm just asking God to just give us all the strength that we need to follow through to do his will. God bless you, Dr. Johnson. God bless you, Mother Johnson. I love you. Leading Lady Johnson, I love you as well. God bless you. I hope next year I'm on that convention. This year my daughter graduated. Thank God for that. I'm giving God the praise because she has graduated. And Father God, she's stepping on to her next level. I'm just giving God the praise this morning for all the great things that he has done. God bless you all and have a blessed day.
Praise the Lord.
Let's get one more.
Good morning. Missionary Johnson in Texas. I couldn't get it all out. Praise God this morning. Ambassador Elect. It wouldn't come all out. Deborah Johnson in Texas. I do honor the Lord and honor you, Chief Ambassador Johnson, this morning. I thank God because God has been good to me. He's blessed me to see another day. I am just so glad that the Lord blessed my husband on yesterday to see another birthday. We were just with him kind of late last night. I just stayed there with him and just looked at what God had done after all that he's been through. Lord allowed him to see another birthday year. And I said, Lord, I know you have him here for a reason. It's been so many times it was touch and go, so many times. But he's leaving it here for a reason, and I'm so grateful. So I thank God that he got to see 66th birthday.
Amen.
That's the grace of God, a true miracle. And I'm asking to pray for us. I just thank God for being God. Nobody can take the glory but God. To God be the glory.
Let me interrupt you here, Ambassador-elect Deborah Johnson. Missionary, I want to ask you, are you there with him?
No, sir.
Okay, I want you to call me and get there with your husband because the Lord spoke to my heart and said that he wants me to make him an ambassador-elect. And if you would, get with him, get the phone by his ear, and let me talk with him. Call me if you would. God bless you. Let's continue on. Congratulations, Ambassador-elect Missionary Deborah Johnson, there in Texas. God bless you. Congratulations.
God bless you. Thank you.
Okay, how about one more? How about one more, Ambassador-elect Benita Fries?
Good morning, this is Sister Peterson. I thank you, praise God, for another day. Excuse me, not to me. I thank you, Dr. Jones, for thinking of me. You see what you see in me. I thank you, praise God. I thank God because it's good. I thank you for allowing me to yesterday to go visit when I was mother of the church and she had been sick and God had really blessed her because she was really, really sick. And the Lord had blessed her. I brought her back this way and I went to spend some time with her yesterday and visited her. And I thank God that he allowed me to do that. I thank God that he's keeping me. I thank God that he's really, God is good. It's like, God is good. Thank you. Kind of slacking some things because the devil had really been busy trying to keep me down, but I would not let God let that happen to me. I thank and praise God all the time. And I told my mind sometimes the devil trying to make me not to remember stuff, but I thank and praise God that I don't want that to happen to me. There's some things going on in my body. I know God is able to do anything because he